Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of the Stable Parenting Podcast. My name is Shane Jacob, your host, and I thank you for taking your time to be here with me today. I'm super excited about what we're talking about today because it means so much to me, and it's such a big deal. And not very many people getting into it, talking about it. They just don't, for whatever reason. It's surprising. There's one thing that makes the most difference in our lives. One thing that influences our behavior, influences our feelings, and influences our results more than any other thing. There's one thing that influences the people that we come in contact with more than any other thing. Okay? This certain thing is the cause of everything that we do, that we like. And it's also the cause underlying that the root of, that the core of everything that we do that we regret or that we wish that we want to change about ourselves or we regret that we want to, that we wish we would have done different. Okay. Everything. Okay. So, for example, I would just want to go through a list of things. A lot of these things I've done or I do, some of these things I'm working on. See if you can see yourself in this list of things that you may do that you want to change about you. And then we'll come back to the one thing, why you're doing it, how to change it if you want to. So how about when you say yes, when you really wanted to say no? This one thing is the reason we swallow our words when we need to speak up. It's the one reason that we shrink ourselves and because we, in an effort to try to make other people feel comfortable, we diminish ourselves. It's the it's why we procrastinate. It's because it's this one thing causes us to want to have everything perfect all the time, or perfectionism. It's the times that we over-apologize. It's why some of us are constantly seeking validation or approval. Passive-aggressiveness or passive-aggressive communication. Overthinking things, just like overthinking things. Okay. Avoiding conflict. Overworking. People-pleasing, comparing ourselves to other people, imposter syndrome, okay, which is we don't think that we qualify for what we have, like we accidentally are where we at, because we're really not good enough to have the results that we're getting. That's what imposter syndrome is. Avoiding intimacy or avoiding vulnerability. Of course, when we do that, we don't get to have connection that we so deeply want, but the reason that we avoid intimacy and vulnerability is because of this one thing, being defensive. I mean, I have to work on this all the time. Sometimes I have reactions and I'm just reacting in a defensive way, in an unkind way. I don't even thought about it, right? I have to go back and break it down, see what's happening. Then try to repair it, not do it again in the future. I've talked about this, but being defensive, okay? This one thing is why sometimes that I can react in a defensive way. Criticizing others, okay? Withdrawal or stonewalling. Hoarding or clinging on to all of our possessions. And how about this one? All addictive behaviors. All addictive behaviors because of this one thing. Overreacting, like I said, to minor issues, lying or exaggerating, interrupting conversations, micromanaging every little thing about every little thing all the time, overpromising, okay, overpromising and underdelivering, feeling dismissive or uncomfortable when somebody gives us a compliment. Okay, I've had to work on that one time also. Neglecting taking care of ourselves, neglecting self-care, constantly changing our goals, like constantly changing goals, being forgetful, excessive daydreaming, gossiping, avoiding responsibility, being a victim, or just thinking, kind of having a victim mentality that we're at the effect of the world about it. That's responsibility and being a victim. Overusing humor. Ever do this one where it's like you're like too much teasing, like you took it too far. You're constantly, you know, making jokes. Too much overusing humor. Or overusing self-deprecating humor. Like you're always making fun of yourself constantly, right? Just being flaky, which means not keeping your promises to yourself and other people. Pretending to know more than you actually know. Interrupting others. Feeling the need to speak before someone else finishes their thought. Getting irritated in traffic. Okay? Reacting angrily to when other people make mistakes. Puffing or sighing loudly. Rolling your eyes during the conversation, okay? Being impatient when you're waiting for technology, finishing other people's sentences, snapping at our kids or our pets or our horses, speaking over the top of other people, jumping to conclusions, rushing through meals with your family, downplaying your success. That's big, downplaying our success. Different ways that we self-sabotage, indecisiveness, over-explaining, overreacting to people's criticism, or even if it's constructive criticism, clinging on to toxic relationships, arrogance, which just means any big or small thoughts about you being better than somebody else in any way. Okay? Not better at a certain thing, but better meaning more value or superior to another human being. Feeling entitled, feeling overwhelmed, feeling defeated, excessive screen time, and feeling controlled. Okay, that's a lot of stuff. So what I'm saying is this is just to name a few. Okay, one thing. Okay, and this is based on mountains and years and years and decades of, I don't know, maybe even centuries of research from the scientific community. One thing. Leads us to sacrifice our time, our boundaries, our authenticity, sacrifice our solid connections that we have in our dreams. Okay, because of this one big thing, we don't take risks, and we live more of a diminished life. You know, we're not out there, we're not going for it. We don't fully give the world the gift of us, the gift of you. All of you. Right? We don't get to experience all of what is available in this world because of one thing. Okay. Now, some of you listen to this podcast have heard me talk about Brooke Castillo. She's the owner of Life Coach School. And she said that in 20 years coaching people, okay, for 20 year careers, and all the people that she coached on every single issue, and all the people that she taught to be coaches, okay. Every issue that every client brought her had to do came down to one thing in the okay, and it's the same one thing, okay? And besides the overwhelming research over the past 100 years, philosophers and authors have advised us for centuries, okay, about this one thing. You know, and what's so interesting to me is that there's so little information or education, or it's not part of the what we do and what we know. It's less commonplace. It's such a big and important and solid thing, yet, you know, we've all heard about it, but we're not like actively involved in the process of it. We don't really do much about it, and there's not a lot out there about it. Okay? There's not nearly enough to say that. It's just staggeringly, I can't figure out why. Most of us don't give it much weight. We don't understand it. We don't fully understand one thing. We've heard about it. We know it's a thing, but we don't really understand it. So we're not giving it much importance and much priority in our lives. And there's surprisingly not very many practical ways or methods or things being taught or tools to develop this one thing. Okay? It's just not a lot of it out there. So are you ready? Okay. You already know what the one thing is? Okay. One thing that has the most impact on every result you have in this lifetime is what you believe to be true about you. Period, end of story, bar none. Okay? Now just think about that. Okay? You might not even know right now and be able to clearly say it in a sentence right now what you think about you, and that's okay. A lot of us don't or didn't for a good part of our lives. You know, we didn't even know it was a thing to develop beliefs about what we believe about ourselves. Okay, we didn't even know. And I'm not just talking about necessarily words or thoughts or affirmations, which are things that we want to believe. Okay, I'm talking about what we actually believe about ourselves, okay? What we actually believe to be true about ourselves that makes all the difference. So when I ask people to give me three I am statements, give me three I am statements about you. I am, who are you? Okay. Not necessarily about what you've done, not about necessarily your job. Who are you inside of your heart and your mind and your soul? Who are you? What do you believe and know to be true about you? Okay. And most people really have to think that through and try to come up with something because they haven't really consciously thought about it very much. Here's the thing. If you're not thinking about it, if you're not doing anything to develop beliefs about yourself, okay, it's being done for you. It's happening. Okay? You have beliefs about yourself. You know it or not, it's happening. Okay? It's being done for you by your subconscious mind. Awesome brain. Okay. But the thing about it is in this case, what it's telling you about you, since you're not consciously aware of it and dictating what happens, all the things that it's telling you is not what you would choose to believe about you. It's just not. It's certainly not in all the cases, okay? And that's just natural. That's the way our brain defaults, okay? Our default brain will cause us to believe that we're not quite good enough, you know? We're just a little bit deficient. We did pretty good, but, you know, something not quite. We're a little bit less than the rest. And that's what happens when our brains are left to themselves, okay? Without a conscious decision, without intent, well, without mental purpose. So what if, okay, regardless of your circumstances, what if, regardless of whatever circumstances you have or you had in your life, that you could think anything that you wanted to about yourself? What if you could think anything? What if you could think and believe anything that you wanted to about you? Anything, okay? Because, of course, you can. Okay? Regardless of what you've done. Regardless of what you've done. Regardless of what you have not done. And regardless of what has been done to you. Okay? Regardless. You can believe anything you want to about yourself. So, what'll it be? You want to believe that you are amazing? You are an amazing human being? You want to fully accept yourself for who you are as you are? Do you want to fully forgive yourself for all those things, the little things, big things, whatever they are? Do you want to fully forgive yourself? Do you want to trust and count on yourself? Do you want to be the person that you can depend on? Do you want to embrace fear more? Do you want to really feel confident inside? Okay. Because here's the thing. You're going to spend more time with you than you're going to spend with any other human, anyone, anybody else ever. Most of your time, all your time, is going to be spent with you, right? So how do you want to feel about it? How do you want to not just feel, which is going to be the result of what you believe, but how do you want to feel? That's it. How do you want to feel about it? Okay. Do you want to spend the rest of your life with an exceptional human being? Okay, that you, someone that you love unconditionally? Or do you want to spend it with an average, mediocre person who never quite gets it right? It's completely your choice. You know, it's totally up to you. The book I'm writing, I include 7 habits to develop self-worth. I highly recommend this book when it comes out. Okay, just stable living coaching. My stable living coaching, our stable living coaching, me and the people who help me operate this company. A big part of it is teaching people how to commit to a personal pursuit of developing beliefs about themselves that they want. Okay, whatever those are. Most people don't realize that they can change what they believe about themselves, and they can change beliefs, and they can be whatever they want it to be. Okay. People can change what they believe about themselves. I used to firmly believe that I didn't deserve to live. Straight up fact. I believed that for a long time. A long time. Okay. And I don't anymore. Okay. I don't believe that. I like it. Matter of fact, I respect me. I trust me. I'm somebody I can depend on. And I appreciate it. I'm pretty proud of it. That's who I'm with. So what about you? You deserve to believe exactly how you want to about you. Okay? And here's what I can say. You are lovable. 100%. You're 100% worthy of all the goodness and abundance that is available in this world. You are invaluable. You are priceless. And you are perfectly imperfect as you are. As you are. And you can come to know that, accept it, and more really fully internalize that, and come to love yourself more and more over time if you choose to. Okay? And it only takes 2 things. Number one is you gotta want it. You gotta have brain desire. Second of all, just know how to cultivate habits. Move in the direction of believing, coming to believe what it is that you want to about yourself. Desire and how to do it. Okay. If you want to help with it, you can schedule a call with me. You bring number one, the desire, and I'll show up with number two, the how. Okay. That's coaching. Because here's the thing. This one thing is so important. Okay. It's really what makes the difference. It determines our outcome. Such a big deal. And it's so exciting when I hear about this because I have lived and I see in other people as they change and as I change what I believe about me, what turned my world upside down. And the same thing happens again, again, again. I didn't come up with this stuff. I figured out some things and I learned a lot and I saw myself and then I learn more and more and more, and then I help other people learn what I learned, and I see them, and it is amazing. Okay. And here's my quote about why it's so important. Here's my quote that I came up with about why it's so important. Okay. Fully accepting ourselves and unconditionally loving ourselves is not a good idea. It is our duty to mankind, because without the commitment to pursue this ideal, we cannot fully love the people we deeply care about, or make the contribution to the world that we were destined to make. Disregarding this endeavor, it not only limits ourselves, we limit our full sphere of influence. Okay. Think about it, my friend. Think about it. You are worth it. Thank you for taking your time to be here with me today, and remember, you cannot fail as long as you don't ever stop chasing. We'll be right back.